So, yes, all seriousness, the Whitecaps are getting set for their season finale. And if there wasn't enough turmoil around this club this season already with the firing of Carl Robinson, now their captain is asking for his way out. And the man who was talking to Kendall Waston yesterday now joins us. He is J.J. Adams of The Province. How's it going, J.J.?
Not too bad, Dan. How you doing, sir?
We are doing well. So what exactly happened yesterday? Because it doesn't seem like Kendall Waston was pulling any punches when he was telling you how much he wants to leave the Vancouver Whitecaps.
No, he wasn't. It was actually pretty fun because we were all standing around as the players were coming off the field. Everyone was there for the big Alphonso Davies scrum, and Kendall's coming off the field and he stops to talk to me, and he just wanted to get something straight because I'd written previously about how he wanted to leave and there were rumors about it, and he said in earshot of everyone there, "I want to leave. I don't want to leave because of Carl. I don't want to leave because of fans. I want to leave for me." And I could just see the Whitecaps communication staff cringe because it was casting a pall over their big farewell to Fonzie week. But that's kind of how it all went down. He just wanted to get his word out. He's under contract for another year, and the Whitecaps say he's going to be playing next year, but I highly doubt it. I think he just wanted to get his word out and force their hand.
JJ, when you say he said he wants to leave for me, for himself, is that basically hinting at that I want to make a big money move while I can at the age of just north of 30 here? Is that what you think he's saying?
Well, the thing about Kendall is he is a very family-oriented guy. His family comes first. So any move that he would want to make would have to be to the benefit of his family. He's very clear on that. He's a huge family guy. So if he could make a move to Asia or Europe and, you know, make six figures or more over there, he would do it because, you know, as an athlete, the clock is ticking on your career, especially once you hit 30. You know, the slide down to inevitability begins.
How much of this is tied into Whitecaps history, where players getting a little bit older and a contract is coming up and the Whitecaps aren't exactly forthcoming in providing a new deal or an improved deal for that player. Maybe his defense partner, Tim Parker, comes into that conversation. How much of that do you think is on Kendall's mind?
I don't know. I mean, the team has been, the team is notorious. They don't like to pay big money. They want to build a culture of a unit, of a team, without one superstar. So they have said they don't want to splash out on big money players. So they've kind of mitigated their spending and spread it evenly over an entire roster, basically, instead of that big money guy. And it's come back to bite them. Tim Parker leaves, and the defense gives up the most goals in team history. Camilo, the villain of Whitecaps fans now, he left and we haven't had a 20 goal scorer since. The team knows next year that they have to do something. They have to spend some of this Alphonso Davies money that is coming in, and they have said that they are going to sign two or three designated players and make them, you know, exciting, marketable signings that would hopefully re-engage a fan base that is, to be honest, kind of tuning out the Whitecaps.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by J.J. Adams of the Province newspaper. J.J., we had a chance to chat with David Oestedt last year after he ended up being released by the Vancouver Whitecaps, and he kind of stressed the situation of the frustration of being a European player in a North American soccer business model where, you know, in Europe, you have the leverage, the player, the clubs discuss what's going to happen in their contracts, usually a couple of months, if not years in advance. Do you think Kendall here is basically saying, I saw what happened there, or I've seen what's happened in North America. I want to be in control of my own situation. I don't want to be a victim of the system.
You know, I'm not sure how much of the difference in the business models has to do with it. I mean, the MLS is this strange entity with, you know, targeted allocation money and the league owning all the player contracts. It's these Byzantine bureaucratic rules to govern who can spend what and how much. It's a very strange model. That is to be sure. But I really feel that there was a sense of growing dissatisfaction that Kendall had with being here. You could tell just from the way he was interacting with the media, other players, coaching staff. He was not happy. And I think the catalyst for him to come out and say this really started when they let Carl Robinson go. Because Carl Robinson was a player's coach. He was a guy that instilled a lot of loyalty in the players that he had. And when they let him go with five games left, it was clear from Kendall's comments, he didn't agree with the move, and he didn't understand why they had to do it while the season was still on. So I think that really kind of pushed him more out the door than all the other things that had happened this year.
J.J. Adams, our guest, he of The Province, wrote at The Province about how Kendall Waston wants to leave the Vancouver Whitecaps. The captain wants out. We've been kind of harsh on the Whitecaps here on this show. You know, we are two big-time Canadian soccer fans, J.J., and we want to see MLS. We want to see the Canadian game continue to grow. But right now, the Whitecaps kind of feel like they are crumbling from the inside out. And maybe I'm making more of it than it is, but it started with the Rabo firing, and really there seems to be a lack of fan interest, maybe apathy, I might even say, from the fan base, from Vancouverites toward this team right now. Now the captain wants out. I mean, who is this team selling next year? You know, what is this team selling next year? These are the questions I have. I know season ticket holders have these questions as well. Am I making more of this than it is, or does this feel like a team right now that's in serious crisis?
No, you're absolutely right. And you guys should be hard on the Whitecaps, because they have consistently repackaged the same thing and fed it to people with a new bow on it every year. And there haven't been the results. I mean, at the start of this year, this was supposed to be the best team ever in Whitecaps history. We had Effie Juarez. He played in the World Cup for Mexico. We had, you know, Anthony Blondell. He led the Venezuelan league in scoring. You know, we had some key pieces like Jordy Reyna and Alfonso Davies, but, you know, it was marketed as this big, fresh start. And there was all this turnover from last year. But we got not necessarily more of the same, but the same results. The team fell short. The team couldn't come up with those big wins at crucial times. Like, there was that stretch in August where they tied four games in a row, and they lost to Seattle and Dallas when they needed to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. It was results like that that fans have come to expect, and I think that's why they've tuned them out. But, you know, if there's something to market for next year with, you know, their golden goose, Alfonso Davies, gone, it could be, dare I say, hope. Because it's going to be a complete rebuild of the roster. There's, I think, only like six or seven players that are under contract for next year, including Kendall. You know, Russell Tybert, I think Jake Nerwinski and Marcel de Jong are the only players coming back on the defense. Felipe, midfielder, and then four homegrown players. So there's not a lot of players who are under contract. The rest are option years, and the new coach will decide who will be coming back. But with all this money that they are getting from this transfer for Davies to Bayern Munich, and the money they could potentially be getting from selling Kendall Waston to another team, which would come back in general allocation money, another MLS term, there's a lot of money to be spent. They could really put a competitive roster on the field. And so we'll see. I guess it all hinges on what the new coach wants and what kind of team he wants. The new coach is in all likelihood Mark Dos Santos. I've heard that's a done deal. It just can't be confirmed as LAFC are still in the playoffs. But one of the things they really want to do is reestablish a real identity for the first team that trickles down all the way through the academy and something that has longevity. So it's establishing, you know, BC Place as a very tough place to play again. It's establishing, you know, a style of play that resonates with the fans instead of this long ball, counterattack ball that really has not worked for them over the last few years. So there is hope. Maybe. I think so.
Yeah, I think some of it comes down to whether or not Whitecaps fans believe in the current front office, and I think that's a lot of where the feelings of the fan base currently stand. JJ, really appreciate your time today. We've branded Sunday's game as Auf Wiedersehen Fonzie, more so than goodbye Fonzie.
Das ist gut.
Yeah.
Das ist gut. There we go.
Very good. All right, JJ, appreciate the time, man.
No problem. Auf Wiedersehen.
There he is, JJ Adams of the Province.
Sportsnet 650.